Just words.
Finding the line between free speech and protecting the vulnerable.
You can't say or do anything anymore, otherwise you'll be dragged off to the law courts.
Why is this the pressing issue of our time?
Yes, this week I've been giving you a bit of a sneak peek at 2SER's brand new podcast called Just Words. We're looking at True Tales from 18C, which of course is the part of the Racial Discrimination Act that makes it illegal to offend, insult, humiliate or intimidate someone because of their race or ethnicity. I've been introducing you to the producers that have been toiling away to make this podcast. I mean, yesterday Anthony Dockrell and I discussed David Lionhelm and Angry White Men. This morning, something thankfully very different, thanks to Ellen Liebetter. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, you have been looking at what, I mean, arguably is one of the most high-profile uses of 18C in recent memory.
Yeah, after the Etok and Andrew Bolt case, this is probably the one that most people have heard about. The official name of it is Pryor and QUT, but when I've been describing this to friends, I've explained it as the one where the students got kicked out of the Indigenous computer lab,
which generated a lot of editorial.
Exactly. For so many different reasons, this case has attracted a lot of controversy. I describe it as a series of unfortunate events.
Don't look away, though, and don't stop listening.
So we have these non-Indigenous students kicked out of an Indigenous computer lab.
Right.
Which
would seem fairly like, well, that happened. Someone might have a bit of a cranky rant about it. Let's get on with our day.
Yes, yes. But that cranky rant happened on Facebook.
Fantastic.
On a student space, a private space that a lot of universities have. UTS here has that sort of space. And, you know, people post funny things about their crushes in the library or funny stuff that the security guards are doing. But in this case, the controversial post started off with, just got kicked out of the Indigenous computer lab, QUT stopping segregation with segregation.
Yeah, because that's a really hot take to have on that, isn't it? Oh,
yes.
Oh, wow.
So, whether discussing the merits of an Indigenous computer lab, that definitely came up in the news reporting of it. But it's what happened next that caused the controversy, which was the protracted process by the Human Rights Commission in managing a claim brought under 18C by the woman who actually asked these Indigenous students to leave the computer lab.
Non-Indigenous students, but yes.
Non-Indigenous
students. This is the
students.
Problem. Like, Sally Pryor, having seen,
Cindy
Pryor, sorry, having seen some of these comments, really was, like, shockingly offended. So she did bring this up to the Human Rights Commission.
She brought it up to QUT first, and she was unhappy with that process. And so she exercised her right to go to the Human Rights Commission and make a complaint under 18C. And this is the thing that hasn't been explained this week. So we focused on the court cases this week with breakfast.
Absolutely.
But before you go to court, you have to go to the Human Rights Commission.
Okay.
It's so unlike any other. So if you have a claim under negligence or you want to sue someone for defamation, you just go straight to the court.
Straight to court. See you in court.
See you in court, you know. Talk to my lawyer. But with racial discrimination, you have to go to the Human Rights Commission before you can go to court.
Now, is that the idea that there should be some kind of attempt at conciliation before it goes to court?
Yeah, okay. A bit of conciliation, a bit of education, but also just keeping people out of court because court is an expensive process.
It is.
And it's
a ridiculously time-consuming one.
And when you are in the minority population, you kind of don't have the money to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
In a lot of these cases. So it's about giving people who are disadvantaged a voice and who are marginalised a voice. That's the theory behind it.
And I do understand that with Pryor versus QUT, maybe the Human Rights Commission could have been a couple of issues there.
Yeah, well, that's the big question. Was the Human Rights Commission at fault or was QUT at fault? Because the students who made the post and the subsequent comments on the post weren't notified until 14 months after Cindy Pryor's complaint had been lodged with the commission.
Just reconfirming that, 14 months.
14 months.
Over one calendar year.
Yes.
Wow.
The average, from what we're hearing, is about 3 months. So the fact that this case lasted, that it lasted in the Human Rights Commission for 14 months is kind of raises a few eyebrows.
Mine right now.
And because these students weren't notified, there's a disagreement between whether it was the Human Rights Commission's job to notify the students or whether it was QUT's job to notify the students or whether QUT was saying, don't notify the students because we're going to handle this ourselves.
This sounds in a weird way like more arse covering than a pants convention going on.
And the weird thing about it is we will actually never know what went on in this conciliation and investigation process, because conciliation, whether you're in the Human Rights Commission or whether you're in court before going to trial, conciliation is private.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Private. Good. That actually does make sense, but obviously it's not clearly not what we want in this particular scenario.
And the force it against for having a private conciliation in regards to race discrimination complaints, even that's contested. So on one side of the argument, conciliation is all about being able to be honest and, you know, especially with race discrimination, you don't want these sort of discriminatory comments aired in the media and
creates more of a storm. Yes.
But on the other hand, people are saying if the Human Rights Commission and the Race Discrimination Act, if they're using conciliation to educate a party, well, why not use it to educate the wider Australian audience at the same time?
I can see the merit there. I really can. Look, you've been mired down in this for months, haven't you?
Absolutely, months. And my opinion about this case changes from week to week, although obviously that doesn't come out in the podcast. But just personally, it's something I've been really, really grappling with because... yeah, just so much went wrong with this case. And to pick one part about why it's wrong is really difficult. And this is what's caused the inquiry, basically. This case, the political heat that has been on Malcolm Turnbull about this case because these students went through this process and it's been really tough on them. It's been really tough on Cindy Pryor as well. It's very much a big part of the reason why we've ended up with this parliamentary inquiry.
Well, I think it's also one of the great reasons for this podcast is getting beyond that kind of surface level news that we see and actually getting down into the real stories from the real people behind it. It's called Just Words. I'm super excited about it. It's 2ECR's first original podcast. Ellen, thank you for talking about your episode.